I'm Vanessa Kimball, and I am the course director here at the Sourdough School. If you're looking at this page, then you are considering applying for one of our scholarships for the Nutrition and Digestibility of Bread Diploma, which is taught online over 12 months to healthcare practitioners and bakers. Part of understanding the process and what you're applying for is really in taking a look at what we do, how we do it, why we do it, and what that ultimately means for you. As it stands, the current food system is dominated by major players. Between 50 and 60% of calories are now consumed as ultra processed foods, and it's having a seriously negative impact on our health and on the planet. It's very easy to criticize the systems that we now find ourselves in, but it's not so easy to provide a solution. And it's only when you take a step back and you look at the process that you see a full picture. Industrial bread is cheap, it's addictive, and it quite literally starves your microbes of the raw materials that they need to function. The past decade or so has seen an addition of some really unpleasant preservatives and emulsifiers that further damage the gut. And then, of course, there's the plastic packaging and all of the other things that come with these ultra processed foods. Ultimately, these lead to high levels of inflammation and are associated with much higher risks of obesity, heart disease, stroke, type 2 diabetes, cancer, frailty, depression, and death. But there's another side to this, which is an emerging science called nutritional psychiatry. And we now know that the food that we eat impacts the way we feel. Now it's time to change the system. And yes, it is important that the government starts to take steps to tackle issues. But we need real working examples of how we can implement systems change. And it's possible. But to make these changes happen, you need structure. So the Sourdough School is dedicated to researching, developing, and sharing knowledge about how changes can be made in the world of bread and baking to support health and wellness. But as a GP or a healthcare practitioner, what does this mean for you? Well, you are dealing with the fallout of a food system and a social system that is failing. And at the other end, it is the GPs and the healthcare practitioners that are having to pick up the pieces and cope with this failing system. And at present, the doctors and healthcare practitioners that I have been teaching here at the Sourdough School for many years have explained quite clearly that the options for a GP are relatively limited. There are budget constraints and practical constraints and time constraints. And doctors themselves are actually expected to perform miracles. And I'm afraid, as you already know, there is no miracle pill or cure for 20 or 30 years of poor diet. However, one of the things that has emerged as part of setting up our systems change program is our ability to support our students, especially our nutrition and digestibility of students and healthcare practitioners, by giving them what we call a practitioner's license at the end of their course. Now, as you qualify, what you are gifted is a physical prescription pad. And as part of our social change structure, And making that happen, we ask that you are part of that change. We ask you to apply for a practitioner's license, and you are at liberty, therefore, to prescribe the 10-minute prescription bread making courses that are part of the bread protocol that has been central to my own research in improving health outcomes, including both physical and mental health. It's very exciting, and it's pushing the boundaries of what we can do collectively when you bring together healthcare practitioners and social enterprise. So if you are applying for a scholarship, we ask that you commit to a 12-month program. In real terms, the program requires roughly an hour or two a week, and this is set out over an Oxbridge term schedule, so an autumn, spring and summer term. We also ask that if you find the time that you bake the knowledge. So as we study and we look at the academic papers and the case studies and the different protocols and how they impact health, you can actually bake alongside this and literally eat the knowledge. The 10-minute system makes it possible to fit this into demanding and busy lifestyles. If it wasn't, it simply wouldn't be possible to deliver such an easy lifestyle prescription. And at the end of the course, what you will have is not just the understanding and knowledge of how bread impacts health, but also you will be empowered with the ability to prescribe this to your patients as you feel fit. And that prescription to our graduates is free of charge. We do not charge for our prescription courses. This is at the heart of our social change program. So please do fill in the form below. If you have any further questions, we'd be delighted to chat with you. You can get in touch directly with my PA Amanda, amanda@saudo.co.uk, and I look forward to hearing from you.